Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
We're going to bring in Rich now. Rich Collins, who's going to perform at the Lanyap stage at 12:40 today. And Rich, thank you so much. Rich hails from Imagination Movers.
Right.
I watched about 10 or 12 of your videos last evening.
No, you didn't.
You are incredible.
Oh, that's awesome.
I thoroughly enjoyed the beat, the energy of your music.
That's great.
The innovation of it.
Oh, it's so nice.
I want a clone shed in my backyard, if you don't mind.
That's great.
I thought that was so creative.
That was my daughter and I, our pandemic project. You know, we were all stuck home with boards. We made the clone shed video.
It was awesome. And the music was just, I love the lyrics.
That's great. That's the first song I'm going to play when I start at 12:40.
I wish I wasn't going to be on air. Wish I could get over there to see it because I thoroughly enjoyed that. How has this transition been for you? I know you've been doing it for a number of years, but do you still finding yourself in a whole different way, in a whole different kind of genre?
So I have today's a really good way to answer the question. So today at 12:40,
right.
I'm playing here at the Lanyap stage at Jazz Fest. At the second I finish, I'm going to get in my car, drive as fast as I can to Lafayette because the Movers, we're playing tonight at Festival International.
Oh, yes. My God.
Yes.
Really?
At 5:15. So I have my Movers gear in my car. And I'm just going to, like Superman, you know, change out of my civilian clothes into my Movers gear.
I thought y'all were still together and still performing, but I wasn't absolutely certain of that.
So Movers, very active. And then, obviously I have so much fun. I'm making my own music, too. So it's really just this kind of funny quilt of, you know, all the different projects. You know, I've got a bunch of kids.
Right.
So just all the different things you pay attention to in life. But today, I have to say, is very fun and funny because I don't know if I've ever done
both gigs in one day. So two different festivals, right?
Yeah, that's awesome. This is a trip. Hopefully there's no traffic on the Baton Rouge Bridge.
Yeah. Keep your fingers crossed. It's a Friday, too.
Well, maybe I should go 90. I'm wondering. I should maybe go the back way.
You might.
I'll check. I'll see what Apple says. Yeah. But, so it's a blast. I've got, my own music. I've been having so much fun making and releasing my own pop songs, and I've got three great musicians playing with me today. I'm lucky I have these A-list guys.
Oh, so you don't really clone yourself like you
did. Exactly. So I've got a good rhythm section and a piano player. They're going to help me out playing, and I'll be playing guitar and singing, and it's just a blast. I'm really excited.
I love music. I love watching folks perform. I really love watching folks perform that you can tell exactly how much fun they are having. And that comes across in your music.
I really do enjoy it. Movers, we did a special thing March 1st, I think it was. We played at Tipitina's.
Mm-hmm.
We did our first ever 18 and up show.
Oh, really?
Because the show went on the air in 2008, so all these kids that were little are now in college.
They're now in college.
So we tried the theory of just play our show. But with kids and then people our age, grown-ups, older grown-ups were all just partying, having a few beers. And it worked so well. It was so much fun. There was tears. There was a few tears. And just the emotion of it, the sentimental feelings of just being there and with these, seeing the kids go from little kids to, upstanding citizens. It was it was a really special night. So we were beaming that night. And, the truth is I have so much fun doing this. In every context. So, with these guys, I play shows and, bars and festivals and things around town. And then Movers, we just came back from, we just did another, it's not USO, but it basically is USO. It's performing for families on military bases.
Oh, that had to have been totally rewarding.
It's great. I mean, we went to Asia in March and we went to Europe in April. Just got back last weekend. And so those experiences, just getting to put a smile on the face of some, of a homesick family. A lot of people tend to be from the South. It's funny. We meet a lot of people from our region. and it's just great. It's great to connect.
How much is your family an inspiration in your music?
100%. I mean, so the Disney project, we began that 22 years ago when our kids were tiny or not even born yet. And then so we were writing all about all of our experiences as young dads. That obviously has evolved over the last 22 years. We have actually a brand new album that's coming out, and it's, you know, it's still inspired by families and family life, you know. But like the first song we released is it's just about ice cream sandwiches. So it's like, you know, it's like, you know. So, but in the early days, it was definitely inspired specifically by, like, you know, the trials and tribulations of being dads and figuring it all out. But No, and then for my own pop music, I mean, I'm writing. I literally don't have enough imagination. I just write about what I know. So, like, one of the songs I play today, it's called House All Day, and it's just about how I like to be, how much fun it is to be around the house, drinking some cheap wine, and, you know, just being with your family.
I have that down. That was one of my favorites.
I love it. Yeah.
I love it. And I love the fact that your backyard is your stage, is your production facility,
yes.
Right?
It is. Yeah, and we've shot mover videos in there. I've shot two videos of my own. That same backyard right now at this exact moment while I'm talking to you is looks a little bit crazy because my neighbors have torn down a house. So it's like construction rubble across the neighborhood, yeah. So my set is going to change,
well,
I guess.
It's an opportunity for something.
Yeah, exactly.
Put your thinking cap on.
Yes, you can shoot a video amid the rubble.
Right.
It's crazy. It's crazy looking. But no, absolutely. I had so much fun, and I appreciate you letting me.
Now, you've performed here a couple of times, right?
So, yeah.
I mean, in your own right. I know that.
This is my second time. That's me.
Oh, this is your second
just
time.
Just my second time. But Movers probably played 10
times. Yeah, I knew quite a few.
We had a blast. There was a couple of years we were playing on that, the big stage or the other big stage.
Right.
Like two or three, like when things were getting really crowded, it was so much fun.
How was it your first experience on your own here last year?
Awesome. It was great. You know, I think I was a nervous wreck.
Some nerves?
Yeah, I was nervous. you know, because what happens is you have like 5 seconds to set everything up. And
right.
There's no real time to line check or sound check. So, you know.
And with Movers, you kind of find comfort with a lot of people doing a lot of different things.
Yeah.
But you have a reputation of being an incredible storyteller as well.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I guess because my other life as a journalist, I was, you know, before that Disney project, before Movers, before we dreamed everything up, I worked at a newspaper.
Right.
And now all the guys, we've all weaved our other careers back into our life in a way that allows us to still travel and do the other work. So yeah, thanks to everybody at Renaissance Publishing for letting me be here today right now talking to you. But yeah, I write stories for a business publication in town and Renaissance Publishing, Business New Orleans. It's New Orleans magazine.
Yeah, New Orleans. Yeah, absolutely.
Shout out to Todd Mathern, great boss.
He is. Group. I know Todd, great guy.
Wonderful man. And I do have fun. Yesterday I was at, I had a different hat on.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.